The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen. October 17, 5900 block of 12th Avenue. An employee reported they had left their locked vehicle in the parking lot. A co-worker informed them the rear driver's side window was smashed. On examination of their vehicle, the complainant found their brown Uniqlo backpack containing clothing, food, and loose change was stolen. Examination of surveillance video by police proved to be negative. October 17, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. A business reported that a male and female had concealed approximately $1,000 worth of bags and wallets and left the store without payment. The male suspect is described as dark-skinned, in his 50s, with a bald head, and the female as having blonde hair, was in her 40s. The surveillance video revealed the suspects left in a blue Mazda hatchback. The license plate was not visible on video. Still, images of the suspects were disseminated for possible identification. October 17, 1 Ferry Causeway. A report was received of an argument on the ferry between two passengers. During the argument, the passenger threw open the vehicle door, damaging another vehicle. Police attended and located the vehicle. The driver was observed with glassy eyes and an odor of liquor on their breath. Two breath samples provided by the driver both read fail. As a result, the driver was given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition and a 30-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed from the scene. October 18, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. An employee of a business observed a male select and conceal a $1,600 Garmin sonar device and leave the store without payment. Surveillance video revealed a male walking towards a white vehicle. The license plate was not visible as the vehicle left the area. Police spoke to the registered owner of the vehicle, who claimed they had loaned the vehicle out and became uncooperative upon further questioning. October 19, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. Complainant reported they left their bicycle locked with a combination cable in the bike rack of a business, and when they returned a couple of hours later, the bike and cable were gone. The bicycle is described as a $1,200 specialized, black and white, woman's bike with mud fenders. There is a dark gray watch attached to the handlebars. Ladner. October 14, 5000 block of Linden Drive. Police conducted a traffic stop of a vehicle leaving the liquor store parking lot. As requested, the driver provided two breath samples with both reading worn. As a result, the driver was given an immediate 24-hour driving prohibition and the vehicle was legally parked to be picked up later. October 20, 4800 block of 47A Avenue. Complainant reported the theft of their bicycle from the underground parkade. The bike, left unlocked, is described as a gray and turquoise bicycle, with the brand Cannondale written in lime green, 24-inch wheels, lime green grip handlebars, turquoise pedals and mud flaps. Surveillance video to be examined.